This is Ed Smith with the weekly Mills County Judges Report, brought to you by your local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, and aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, as well as being available at your convenience for download through the Goldthwaite Eagle website. This report will be aired May 9th and is being recorded the evening of May 8th. Since Commissioner's Court isn't until next week and it's a relatively light agenda, let's spend today talking about county roads. Although Mills County tried a unified road system several years ago, after a few years the voters abandoned it and went back to the historical practice of each of the four county commissioners being responsible for the roads in his or her precinct. We could discuss whether or not the unified road system got a fair trial, but that's history, and I won't go there unless or until this comes up to try it again. Each precinct has just over 100 miles of roads to maintain, and has one commissioner and two road hands to accomplish it. Based on 220 workdays per year, which excludes holidays, weekends, and vacations, that means the three-man team must cover approximately a half a mile of road per day to work all the roads in their precinct once a year. To work all the roads in the precinct twice a year, this group would have to maintain 1 mile of road per day. Now, of course, there are down days, inclement weather, machine breakage, but this gives you a rough estimate and a good metric. The road mileage in Mills County is fairly static. Occasionally, a road is added, lengthened, shortened, abandoned, but the mileage change isn't huge. Over the last 4 years, the net change, at least according to the Texas Department of Transportation, has been nil. Last year, the county voted to build a new road, County Road 308. It's instructional and interesting to look at that decision and the project. Here are some facts. The road length is approximately 0.8 miles, and it's a dead end, starting on the south side of the Moline Highway in the southeast part of the county, which is Precinct 1. The road follows a fence line and generally goes south and then dead ends. The 60-foot right-of-way for the road was dedicated to the county by the three landowners, along with some tin horns. The landowners, and there were three of them, also permitted the county to dig up road material from their places to build the road. I asked Commissioner Wright of Precinct 1 to track the time spent building the road so we could have a reference point. Short answer, and based on solely on this one segment, it cost the county about $57,000 to build a mile of road, assuming the landowners provide the material. Going back to the 0.8-mile County Road 308, the county spent 420 man-hours, which is approximately 52 man-days, and 472 equipment-hours to build that stretch of dead-end road. In calculating the cost of the road, I assumed all the man-hours were road hands, and used a fully loaded hourly rate. That means I added back the payroll taxes and the benefit costs paid by the county in addition to the hourly rate paid to the individual road hands. I did not charge any commissioner's time to the project, although I'm sure Commissioner Wright did spend time with it. The equipment cost was calculated using FEMA's reimbursement rates for each type of equipment involved and the actual reported equipment time. The project used a bulldozer, a track loader, a maintainer, a backhoe, and some dump trucks. The newly constructed county road has a dead end sign that's prominently posted at its entrance on the Moline Highway. It lacks a turnaround at the dead end. This week, I see that a fence has been built across the road's entrance near the Moline Highway, effectively blocking all access to the road. No houses are serviced by the road at present, best I can tell. I call it a road to nowhere, but depending on how you look at it, the taxpayers paid $45,741 to build this fenced-off road. Or if you look at it another way, that's 52 man days of work, which could have otherwise been spent maintaining other county roads in Precinct 1, which are used by the citizens of the county. Well, who's benefited from this project? Maybe the three landowners, two of whom already had road frontage but now have more, and one which lacked road frontage and now has a county road to his gate. Did this increase the value of those properties? Well, I'm not an appraiser, but I'd bet it did. Does it make the property more suited for subdivision? Again, I would think so. Why is the county road fenced off? Well, I don't know that and can only speculate, so I won't. Commissioner Guerin voted against building this road. The other three commissioners, Wright, Hall, and Williams, voted for it. How do you think your county should spend your tax dollars? Is this a good example? I'm going to discuss this road in Commissioner's Court this coming Monday, May 13th at 3 p.m., and we'll update this story next week. But if you're interested in hearing firsthand, I'd look forward to seeing you in Commissioner's Court. That's the judge's report for the week. This is Ed Smith, turning you back to KRNR.